This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Young people in Japan complain that news stories about them oversimplify everything. Either they are obsessed with all that is hip and now, or they are aimless slackers still living with mom and dad and drifting between part-time jobs. Both versions hold some truth, says reporter Brian Shee. But he also has this story about a different group of young people who can only be found in Japan.
For young people in Tokyo, like young people everywhere, seeing and being seen are favorite pastimes. And if you want to be seen, you go to Hip Central, an area known as Shibuya. Among the jumbo TV screens and neon lights, young toughs check out heavily mascaraed girls in their schoolgirl miniskirts. The fashionable and the fashion-challenged walk side by side, while late-model Benzes and Beamers and even the occasional Ferrari snake through the crowded streets. It's a moving snapshot of the young life in Tokyo, and it's like this every single night. Only a short train ride away, but in a different world, is the Shirahata-ten Shinto Shrine. Its wooden buildings and stone tablets sit in a small, manicured forest, itself surrounded by houses. The head priest is a 29-year-old woman named Keiko Suzuki, and she has known since she was a little girl that she would one day take over the shrine.
As I grew up, I felt, well, I hold different responsibilities than my friends, but I never felt it was a bad thing. Actually, it was very natural.
Before becoming a priest, Keiko was an Atotsugi, an heir to her family's shrine. According to the Association of Shinto Shrines, there are some 20,000 priests in Japan, and about that many heirs as well. Traditionally, the oldest son is the first choice for succession, but there were no sons in Keiko's family, so she took over from her father. She became the 24th priest in a line stretching back over 1,000 years. Keiko's 27-year-old husband, Kiyoshi, describes Shinto as a traditional Japanese value system honoring nature, community, and ancestors that by some measures dates back to 500 BC. A shrine itself is both an urban oasis and a community center. Kids like the Suzukis grow up among neighbors who expect them to become priests. Keiko's younger sister, Satoko, a graduate student in Shinto studies, says the experience has made her less selfish.
People from the community help us conduct the yearly shrine events, so we should have the decency to try to inspire them. It's no longer a personal issue anymore. It's the community's. That gives me the strength to say I have to carry on. The more closely related we are to the community, the more responsibility we have.
Shinto itself is a conservative force in Japan, closely tied to the lore of the royal family. In fact, the Association of Shinto Shrines strongly opposes the idea of a female empress. At the same time, Shinto is a cohesive force in a society where traditions are gradually disappearing. Tadaki Hattori is an official with the Shrine Association.
So many apartments are being built around here, and soon new people will move in. But it's an old town, and maybe they won't know how to get information or the history of the neighborhood. Through the festivals, shrines will be a bridge for them.
At Kokugakuin University, about 40 young people are majoring in Shinto studies to prepare them for their future as priests. Three of them are struggling through music practice. One of them has placed a BMW sticker on his instrument case, which he tries to hide. In a nearby classroom, graduate student Naomasa Yokoyama says studying Shinto fits his personality.
Doing something different is fun, you know. Of course, it's also fun to do things with your buddies. For me, though, I'm the type of person that likes to explore and learn about things that not many people know about.
Yokoyama says he likes to hang out with his friends like other kids, but he says it's a pity that so many of them seem lost.
There are a lot of things that young people today can do, but it's really too bad that there's nothing they really want to try.
Yokoyama says he doesn't know what he'll do when he graduates, but it will somehow relate to Shinto. Meanwhile, Keiko, the young priest at the Shirahata-ten Shrine, says she will continue carrying out her duties as a priest. Her younger sister, Satoko, is thinking about getting a religious studies PhD. They all recognize they're different from their peers, and they thank a millennium's worth of their ancestors for that. For NPR News, I'm Brian Chi from Tokyo.